I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. I bought my first professional metal detector nearly 40 years ago. It was a Weitz Goldmaster 66TR. It was heavy, and it had a huge control box with a big red meter on it that didn't really do anything, and it ran on 14 AA batteries. But it was solid and stable, and it had good depth, and I found a lot of great things with it. Its biggest fault might also have been its best feature. It was just about the last detector that Weitz put out that had no discrimination. It found metal. All metal. Coins and rings, yes, but pull tabs and bottle caps and nails and aluminum foil. I dug more junk with that one machine than with all my later machines put together. But I also dug more gold rings with it. Because to a metal detector, most gold rings look like pull tabs. And if you're not digging pull tabs, you're not digging gold rings. The guy who comes along bravely letting his machine beep on every metal signal is going to be the one who finds that ring that you skipped over because you thought it was a pull tab. I found a gold class ring about 2 inches deep in the middle of a public park that was often frequented by treasure hunters. That ring had been there for over a decade, shallow enough that even the cheapest detector could find it. Yet in all that time, nobody had dug it up. Why? Because that park was also full of pull tabs, and modern detectors can skip over pull tabs. And evidently I was the first treasure hunter to dig the tabs in that park, and so I found the ring. Skip the tabs, skip the rings. Your call. Here's the game I play when I detect in an area that is full of pull tabs. I count. I'll keep digging pull tabs until I've found 25, or 50, or however many I can stand. That gives me a chance at a gold ring, but when I hit my limit and turn off the pull tabs, I'll start getting coins. But think about it. Which would you rather have at the end of the day? 50 coins, mostly modern pennies, and no pull tabs, or 100 pull tabs and a gold ring? Now, of course, there's no guarantee you'll find a gold ring that first day you turn off your discriminator, or the second or the third. What is guaranteed is that if you don't turn off your discriminator, you'll skip over any gold rings that might be there. And some day later, some guy like me who digs pull tabs is going to dig that nice ring that you left there for him. By the way, another advantage of low discrimination is that for most detectors, the less discrimination you use, the deeper your machine can find coins. Most modern machines make it very easy to zero out junk. You might have pictures of targets you can eliminate, or numbers on your screen that indicate what you've probably found. Or you might have a simpler machine that has a discrimination knob. The farther you turn the knob clockwise, the more metals you eliminate. First the iron goes, then the nickels, then the aluminum and gold rings. The main problem with the simple rotary knob is that if you eliminate pull tabs, you also eliminate nickels. Whenever I find a lot of nickels in a park or schoolyard, I know that somebody else had their discrimination set to knock out pull tabs. Setting discrimination to find pull tabs and gold rings is easy. Just zero out iron and nothing else. Turn the discrimination all the way down, and if you dig something iron, turn the discrimination up a bit so the iron doesn't register. Now here's a problem. Large, rusty nails need a higher discrimination level than iron. But if you set your machine to reject those big rusty nails, you'll lose a lot of good stuff too. It's your call here. Here's how I generally set the discrimination on a manual machine if I want to eliminate pull tabs. I put my machine to all metal, and I find a spot on the ground where I don't get any signal at all. I drop a pull tab there on the ground, and I swing the coil back and forth over the pull tab as I start slowly turning up my discrimination. When I hear the first click from the tab, I back up the control just barely so the noise from the tab is gone. I now have maximum depth in pull tab rejection mode. For more articles about treasure hunting and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.